This is Peebly. Welcome to a name discussion number 20.
And this is Fu Manchu. We'd like to welcome you to Near Mint Minus.
That's right. We'd also like to apologize for the last name discussion.
Yeah, we're very ashamed.
Greatly ashamed.
Okay, well, anyways, this week's inane discussion covers Day of Vengeance number 3.
And Grant Morrison's Seven Soldiers Clarion number 2.
Let's talk about Day of Vengeance real quick, because I think it's really important, as Spectre is the most powerful being in the DC universe, and now, since he's missing his host, Hal Jordan, he's gone crazy.
He's also going crazy because of Eclipso, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Eclipso is now in a female form, and the Blue Devil is narrating this one kind of on the corny side, but you gotta like it. And you gotta hope that, what's his name? That was the Tick guy, or not the Tick, the
Blue Beetle. Ted Kord.
We want Ted Kord to be.
The next Spectre. Even if this is a little cornball, it's important because it's what happens to the Spectre is really important in, you know, all DC comics, at least the connected ones like the JLA and the JSA and other crappy comics like that.
Especially the most crappiest comics, this is vital.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
The lifeblood.
Because whenever they can't think of a story, which is almost every time, they kind of leech away from the big name.
Or they just let the Spectre kill them.
Yeah, they let the Spectre come in and rescue them.
Yeah.
I was going to say this later, but I have to jump right in and say, if you can find the comic, I want you to flip to where the Blue Devil is giving
Enchantress
a little bit of a smooch while she's... Now, if you only saw this frame, you might be a bit scandalized because she's sweating fiercely and
she's
wearing
a sweat stash.
She's wearing an awful grimace and he's laying a smooch right on her.
We also need to talk about Willingham because, once again, the writer of Fables, he's the writer of this, which makes it better than Ezra. Yeah.
Willingham just rocks. That's just how it is.
He's a great writer, and he's taking a story that involves a bunch of magical people that have been unimportant since the 70s, early 80s. No one's really cared. They've tried a lot of Doctor Strange things that haven't gone over very well because people just don't care. I mean, the same crowd that that was fed by the Lord of the Rings and all of that, that was interested in all the magic stuff, they're not interested because it doesn't seem to pertain in the modern DC world.
Yeah, in fact, very few extremely, you know, magic-oriented comics have lasted. Spawn has, but of course...
That's more spirit, though.
Yeah,
that's still not as magic.
Still not sorcery.
And it only has, like, one issue out every year, so... Yeah. Speaking of magic, though, we got Clarion, which... is brilliant. Grant Morrison, this is, after this issue, I'd say this is my favorite one. But I also like, you know, Zatanna, which is also magic. And those two are my favorite out of Grant Morrison's.
Yeah. Now, Zatanna is probably the most mainstream character that Grant Morrison is using. But both of these point out, both of these comics show a very interesting trend in that many of the writers are bringing back all different kinds of both villains and heroes from, I mean, the deep, deep pages. Not since, some of these people have been gone since the very first, since this age of comics started.
Except for in, like, one shots and little...
Oh, yeah, I mean, and some of these, you know, they've only been mentioned or showed up in somebody else's comic, and I think I figured out what's going on. With Infinite Crisis coming up, I think that they're going to clean out the rosters. I think that a lot of these...
They're going to get rid of them.
A lot of these little guys are going to die. These nobodies, and they're giving them one last hoorah before they get destroyed.
But it's happening everywhere. If you read Manhunter, I mean, like, guys like The Monocle are coming out.
Oh,
it looks like an 18th century... Like, he's out of, like... what was the one with the pickpocketing little boys and they, you know, they have, you know that movie? The pickpocketing boys.
Yeah, I know.
Food, glorious food. anyway, A Tale of Two Idiots. That's the monocle guy. He has a top hat. Oh, there's a guy called the Top Hat.
Yeah.
What was he in? Recently.
Shoot, I can't think. Oh.
He's controlling people with his top hat. It's in a comic.
Yeah.
Listen. Glanced.
In Batman, we actually had an Amazo. There was actually an Amazo.
Right, which is a guy constructed with the abilities of each of the jailmates.
And the dead Robin has come back. I mean, they're just...
Yeah, the Lazarus Pit. But, you know, and Talia's in everything. And Talia's in everything because she killed Roz, but that only happened in Death and the Maidens unless I missed something everywhere else.
So let Fu Manchu lay down on you his theory.
All right, lay it down,
okay.
Fu Manchu.
Big stuff's coming down. They're going to clean out the rosters, making room for all new comics because comics have gotten pretty stagnant. And if you've been reading, which I know you haven't, I know you're illiterate, you'll notice that I've been complaining about the stagnation of the comic books. Everything's the same. Everything's different dimensions and all kinds of nonsense. I think they're really going to clean out everything. They're going to keep the main guys and all other plot lines and people and villains are all going to be wiped out.
But see, Morrison can harness this stuff. Like, these third, fourth, fifth stringer people that have never shown up, like Clarion, this is an absolute awesome comic. So why not keep it going? But, you know, they're going to meet the same fate as the other seven soldiers.
Like I said, I think people like Grant Morrison are giving them one last hurrah before
But this last hurrah is going to be remembered as some of the best comics that come out in this whole time period because there's so much crap.
Yeah, in fact, these little extras are written a lot better than what Batman's doing right now.
But, you know, we're saying all this stuff about DC, but you have to admit one thing. If you count Vertigo and Dark Horse in DC, they have the best stuff.
Oh, yeah, but they're... A lot of their stories are separate, and so I'm sure they're not going to get cleaned out.
Right, it's not part of the
continuity. I'm saying DC, the main label, and I think Marvel is starting to do the same thing, too. I think that most mainstream comics are about to get a revamp, and I think that as far as DC is concerned, Talia al Ghul is going to become
the next
Lex Luthor.
Right, the next.
He's going to be...
But Lex Luthor's not going away.
Yeah, I know, but he's, you know, he's trying to be a good guy. He's making his science spire. He's moving on. And in the older ages, he was just straight bad.
Right.
He was just an evil, evil guy.
Yeah, he's the president. Sometimes he's just a big, nice humanitarian.
Yeah. And I think that Talia is now going to become the number one big... She's going to be like Darkseid.
Yeah.
I mean, without the interdimensional hordes and demons.
And the boom tubes.
No boom tubes. And helmet.
In Breach, though, she's using the herdsman to teleport her hither and thither.
Yeah, I know. Well, the problem with Talia and Breach is that in all the different comics, she has different aims. And she has different personalities.
Right. And in Breach, talking about bringing about the continuity, but yet everything is all cattywampus.
Oh, I know. She has her little sticky fingers and everything.
Right.
And
I
like that. But none of her aims are the same. None of her even... She's different in different comic books. She looks different. She acts different. And in Breach, she's actually going to try to destroy all human life.
Right.
On the planet. Or in the universe. All of life in the universe.
Hey, one more thing for Clarion, though. Just this creation of the Leviathan, which is all the children put together. They're like...
The lost
one
children.
Mind working together for vengeance. That was awesome. And we have to mention the expressions. The art in Clarion is done by Frazer Irving. Or Frazer Irving. And the art is excellent. It's perfect for the genre. It's
Let me say that what makes this comic so great is not just the great story, but it's all the little things. There's Leviathan. There's the rats that have discovered tools.
Yeah, the Rat King.
There's Horrigal. There's the way meet between the upper and lower worlds. I mean,
right.
He has put...
Blue Rafters is the name of the above ground, you know what I mean?
He's put so much thought, and there's just like a whole world in his head.
Right, and the art is great with all the expressions and everything. It's just, it's great. Who is Mr. Melmoth?
Mr. Melmoth looks like? A herdsman.
He does look like a herdsman. We'll see.
We'll see.
This was too long, but it was a good name.
Listen to it anyway.
A lot better than the last one. If they got to hear, they've already listened to it.
Listen to it again. Please, we need hits, or Yahoo won't let us on.
Is that all?
That was good.
Okay.